This is Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence. Your 8:03 tee time every Sunday morning on ESPN Sports Radio 1300 and 92.5. Be a part of the show by tweeting Matthew at RealLaro5. Today's show is brought to you by French Lick Resorts, Lexington Parks and Recreation, Carroll and Stone Insurance, and Edwin Watts Golf. Now, let's join your host, Matthew Lawrence, for Backspin Golf.
Good morning. All right, so let's just say you were sitting around. Oh, hi, Perry French. Perry French.
Morning.
Perry French. Master Sunday, Perry French. Okay. Let's just say you were sitting around 3 months ago daydreaming. In a perfect world, in an ideal setting, if you were going to do a live golf show, mm-hmm, on the final round Sunday of the Masters, you would sit there and you'd go, okay, here's what I want to happen. First of all, the leaders will be going off at around 9 o'clock. Not 2:30, 9 o'clock a.m. Backspin Golf, 8:03 until 9. So Backspin will be the pregame show for the Masters. That would be number one. Number two, and this might be number one, Tiger will be in the final group. Although it's a group of three now, mm-hmm, not two. So Tiger will be in that final group. That people would think you were nuts, pretty much, right?
Well, they would question your capacity to be.
Which, you know, people did when I said a month ago you knew this was coming.
Oh, yeah.
Tiger's nice winning season. Two majors, right? The Masters and the U.S. Open at Pebble. I mean,
Nostradamus here.
Yeah, well, it hasn't happened yet.
Well, it's some facsimile of that. It's looking like that could happen. Well, so that's, I mean, very, you know, it's a lot. It's a pretty good part of the prediction. It's, you know,
I'm still in there.
Yeah, and it's going to be very much the chance of it happening, or I think 1 in 3, 33%. He's in the last group. The winner typically comes from the last group, so you're down to a
typically
pretty that's high true. Odds factor.
You that's know. True.
So, and I think that's where it's going to come from.
Well, and of course, as we go through the show, we will discuss this. Our buddy Trevor Reisk from Tap In Golf will join us at about 8:30, which is what I usually have. Sometimes for par, sometimes for double.
Mm-hmm.
Tap ins are good though. You too. You're not. You don't shoot 65 every time.
That's very true. Unfortunately,
I know. Yeah, we're sitting here in these.
Most people don't.
Srixon Golf Studios at ESPN. You and me with our Srixon shirts on. How about this? 381-1313. If you want to talk a little Masters Sunday, we are available to take calls. We don't often do this. We're only live some of the time. I know this will be a shock to some of you. But we are live here today, and this is going to be insane. Mm-hmm. Absolutely insane. Now, on the off chance that there are some of you listening who are either not big golf fans, or your wife gave birth to your first child yesterday and you were in the hospital the whole day and you don't know what happened yesterday, we have really bad weather coming in. Apocalyptic weather, apparently, like later today.
It'll be a fast-moving, hard,
yes,
hitting storm.
In Augusta.
Yeah.
What they have done is they have moved the tee times up. Guys are already out there on the course. Mm-hmm. Tiger, Tony Finau, and the leader, Francesco Molinari, will tee off at 9:20. From the number one tee and the number 10 tee, these threesomes are going off, and that's what you typically do when you need to get everybody finished.
Yeah, and typically that happens at most PGA Tour events on the first 2 days to get that many players on the golf course, get around,
right,
and get inside the window, right, of, you know, a full 12-hour day at golf. Right. You know?
But here's the thing. It is very rare that it happens on Sunday of a major. Sometimes in the Open Championship, it happens because there's a better chance of bad weather over there.
Yeah, it's not a normal occurrence. I think this is a pretty disruptive for all the players, and certainly the last hour of normal tee times would be that anybody inside of six shots of the lead that would normally be going at 1 o'clock to 2:30. The preparation has certainly been really going to be not even close. It's totally different, the mindset and prepping for the final round. I mentioned to you before we came on the air, that's really disappointing. Although the weather's not bad now, it's just not going to be the same if the weather comes in and they have to finish either when they get finished later on today. Golf course is already soft enough as it is.
Yes.
Even with the sub-air systems, they can't get those green speeds up to master-esque speeds for both pitching and receiving of shots. They're not firm enough.
Right.
And I say not firm enough. They're just not at that just to that level where a perfect shot is there and stays in position. And if it goes a little too far, ends up rolling into a position that could be very much, we didn't see any mistakes, quite frankly, from the leaders yesterday.
Yes.
Schauffele hit it in the water on and Day hit in the water on 15. But that was a pretty mistake-free round of golf by a lot of players.
Yes.
And I think 84 under par.
Yesterday, were 364s shot yesterday.
First time ever.
Forget about in a single round. There had never been 264s in the tournament before. Mm-hmm. And we had three of them on one day. Yesterday. So here's another thing. The stats about this whole tournament are insane. So every once in a while during the show, I'll throw some stat in.
Good.
Francesco Molinari, who is the reigning Open champion, of course, played in the final group with Tiger at the Open. Mm-hmm. Tiger took the lead, and we thought, Francesco just took him apart the last few holes. Did the same thing at the Ryder Cup. Okay. So he's playing with him today. And I'll tell you, somebody put on Twitter yesterday, tomorrow, Francesco Molinari, while he's putting on the green jacket, will look slightly inconvenienced. It's his demeanor, everything about him. But in the interview yesterday, at the end of his round, he was very cool. I mean, he's a really cool guy. And he just said, and of course they ask him, what will you do tomorrow? Well, the same thing I've been doing for the last year and a half.
Right.
He hasn't made a bogey in 41 holes at Augusta. That hasn't been done in 25 years, mm-hmm. where somebody's gone 41 holes without a bogey.
These are things, those stats that, obviously, from a tournament standpoint, amazing. Just in pure golf, major championship golf, doubly amazing.
Right.
And this says to the level of confidence he's playing with, his ball striking right now is as good as you could even fathom, and putting it extremely well. I think, and he hit a bunker shot, and I think Faldo said he was like, he's percolating all tens on all cycles of his game. Well, that's
bunker shot on 18 yesterday.
Oh, that's what it was. Bunker shot on 18 was phenomenal. So that's what the champions do. That's the guy who wins that week is just playing on all cylinders, and that's what it takes to win. Like I mentioned, I think the last Tony Finau played, he was one of your 64s. I could have been a 63 because the eagle could have been an albatross on 8. I mean, the thing literally was
an inch
4 inches short of going in the cup from 275 yards. I'm afraid we're not going to see those kind of shots today. That's what I was starting to get to earlier.
Yeah.
Because we're not playing late in the day. If you go by the morning rounds of all week, very few players played very well early in the morning.
Right.
The best rounds were shot
came later,
mid to late afternoon. Right. Kepka the first day, we played in the next to last group. I just think that's going to be a thing from the way, I don't know what it is. Why was 8 o'clock versus 1 o'clock? Even the best players in the world, it's just you're a human being.
Right.
Getting up at 3:45 in the morning isn't the norm.
Which Tiger says he's doing.
So I'm disappointed that this is going to happen today. In that sense, but it will create a new dynamic as to how this will shake out. I don't think we're going to have a bunch of contenders.
Right. you think?
I think the last two groups is where the winner's going to – I think it's going to be one of the top three guys. I mean, it's going to come – Molinari's going to hang on, play well, can't get caught.
And can Tiger or Finau
catch? Yeah, Tiger, two shots. They're certainly
– Well, if Molinari shoots, say, 68 or 69 – they're going to have to shoot 67 again, right, or 66 to win.
And again, we all know when weather's coming in, the precursor to that is typically the winds start blowing.
Wind'll pick up.
You know, there's a lot of things, even though they're still playing golf, and it's an hour away from having them to, either. And that's going to happen on the back nine.
Right.
What's going to happen when they turn the corner on 10. And they get to Amen Corner, we could see some absolute disasters on 12.
So – You don't think there's a chance. Somebody did a column in on golf.com.
Danny Willett type of chance coming from.
Yeah, like eight back. Somebody posts like shoot 63.
That's probably the only thing that can happen for the guys that are five strokes back.
Right.
They could go out and post because they're going to beat the weather. They're an hour and a half in front of them.
Yeah.
And they post a five or six under par, maybe even a 7, 65-ish.
Right.
And then that guy's 16 under par. DJ said, he thinks it's going to take 15 to win. Well,
DJ is at 8 under.
He shoots 65.
Okay.
He's in the clubhouse an hour and a half, and they're trying to finish
that
weather.
That's what I mean, and he could do that.
Yeah. That could be the advantage.
Louis Oosthuizen.
Yeah. It's going to take 8
under.
It's going to take them shooting that. I don't see that. DJ shoots even a nice round 69.
Yeah.
He gets to 12. I just don't see them giving that many back.
Right.
Because of the conditions of the golf course. Again, the golf course is as gettable as it's probably been in a lot of Masters.
Yeah.
And if it was going to be a nice, sunny, hot afternoon, it'd really be gettable. It'd be a wild shootout in the back
right.
nine.
Like it was
exactly.
Yesterday.
So
right.
We all know that when guys can turn through six, get past six, and six was fairly birdieable yesterday.
Yeah.
It started Tiger's round, quite frankly, the birdie he made there.
Right.
That they get to six, and all of a sudden it's 7, 8, 9, and then they get that momentum going to the back nine. Or if they turn the front nine in even, we know there's three or four out there on the back side, again with good weather and all the things and the non-swirling winds.
There's a lot of variables.
So
today.
That's going to make this maybe even more interesting because there is going to be some disasters,
which we haven't seen too many.
No, we have not.
Except Adam Scott's putting.
Well. That is an absolute.
I mean,
that's sad right now. It's almost Ernie L's sad, but he's striking the ball so well, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Okay, he's just.
Yeah.
He keeps. I got to give him to him. He's literally continues to knock it in there, but his putting was just atrocious yesterday.
Here's the thing.
Psychologically, he's just not right.
Here's what I think about Adam Scott.
New putter coming today.
Number one, number two, he's so good looking that I think he always knows that. So no matter how badly he putts, he can walk to the next tee going. I'm really good looking. I don't really care. Does that cover? No. Okay. All right.
I think you're going to see a lot of what we're seeing from an Adam Scott or the guys and Francesco. I was going to make them in his 30s. This is their time.
This
is their time, and we saw it. With previous winners, they get some rounds of golf in. I made the comment we started last week about my Masters prediction. It was going to come from the field. A non-Masters winner is going to win this week.
Yes, first time win.
So I've got two of the three in the last group,
and
I like the chances of that happening.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. By the way, good morning, Chris Mascaro. Good morning,
Chris.
Is coming a little later in the show today, but it's still there. If you haven't yet experienced Next on the Tee, which I've done hundreds of times. And Perry French just did his first. One of the best, absolute best podcasts out there. You can check it out on Podbean. See, I'm up on all this stuff now. Yeah, whatever. All right, hi, Chris. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We're live. It's Masters Sunday. Perry French and me and Sean. Sean had to get up early on a Sunday morning.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean. Or I could have run the board, 10 years. That ain't happening.
Yeah.
I've been here 10 years.
Wow.
We'll be back. It's Backspin Golf on ESPN Sports Radio, 1300 and 92.5.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by French Lick Resort. Visit them online at frenchlick.com.
Let me tell you one more time exactly how I feel.
I'd rather drive to Paris for a Dan Cummins deal.
Hey, this is Josh Cummins with Dan Cummins. For over 60 years, people have been driving to Paris for their Dan Cummins deals, and things just got even better. We're now selling new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. Check out our huge inventory and amazing deals now at DanCumminsRam.com.
Let me tell you one more time exactly how I feel.
I'd rather drive to Paris for a Dan Cummins deal.
Hi, I'm Janine Patel, branch manager at Community Trust Bank's Leestown Road office. Community Trust Bank offers a wide variety of home loans, commercial loans, and small business loans to suit your financial needs, as well as mobile banking, internet banking, and bill pay. Our friendly, professional staff at one of our 6 Lexington branch office locations will be happy to assist you. Please come by and see us, Community Trust Bank.
Community Trust Bank, building communities built on trust. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
Happy New Gear from Edwin Watts Golf, where we offer free custom club fitting on the hottest new arrivals, featuring TaylorMade's new M5 and M6 woods and irons, SpiderX putters, and TP5 and TP5X golf balls, Ping's new G410 irons, crossover, and G410 Plus driver, as well as Titleist TS woods and Pro V1 and Pro V1X golf balls. Make Edwin Watts Golf your one-stop shop for this year's hottest golf gear and accessories. Edwin Watts Golf, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. When our clients come to us for representation, I see way more than a client. I see me. When I hear someone has a herniated disc or a back injury, I think, what if that was me? How would that impact my life? I put myself in your shoes and in your life. When I look at your family, I see my family. This outlook makes my firm think differently than most. I understand that some injuries are forever, and forever is a very long time. For 30 years, we've helped hundreds of thousands recover what they deserve. $1 billion last year alone. Every time we hear your stories, we feel like it's us. If you're injured in a car crash, slip and fall, or the victim of medical malpractice, call us, because we care. Dial pound law on your cell phone. That's #529. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com.
Offices Lexington.
Smart lights, smart locks, smart thermostats. You love your new connected technology. And the Consumer Technology Association wants to help you protect the security of your devices. First, don't use default or easy-to-guess passwords. Create unique ones and keep them safe. Next, look for and install security updates from device manufacturers. Also, have an active firewall for your home router. And consider using a professional installer to set up your new devices. Easy tips from the Consumer Technology Association to help keep your devices secure.
Hi, this is Matt with Critter Control. Everyone loves Mickey Mouse, Chippendale, and Rocky Raccoon. That is until the real-life mice move into the pantry, chipmunks burrow under your patio, or raccoons raise their young in your attic or chimney. Call Critter Control for help. We can make your home more animal-proof. Critter Control gets them out and keeps them out. Call Critter Control at 859-278-3747 or find us at CritterControl.com.
This is Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin. There are many bad numbers in our battle against opioid abuse. 4 Kentuckians die every day from a drug overdose. More than 80% of today's heroin users started with prescription pills. Here is a good number, 8338-KY-HELP. We want to connect you with effective local treatment options. Don't let them die. Call 833-8-KY-HELP. That's 833-859-4357.
HelpWantedLexington.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Okay, lesson number 1, fall forward.
Ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at helpwantedlexington.com. Local jobs that work.
It doesn't matter if your game's played with a bat, ball, puck, or club. If it's sports, we've got it covered. ESPN Sports Radio 1300 and 92.5.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by Edwin Watts Golf.
All right, here we are in the studio live, 381-1313. Very shortly, our buddy Trevor Reese from Tappan Golf will join us. It's really too bad nothing's going on today, and that, you know, but we just felt like sitting here in the studio and talking some golf. I don't want Webb Simpson to win.
Well, that's a nice thing to say.
I'm sorry. I don't want Webb Simpson to win. Webb Simpson looks like, to me, I've often said this, we didn't play golf where I grew up in New York because that was for rich kids. We were playing basketball on West 4th Street in New York in the playgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
Golf was for guys at country clubs. Webb Simpson looks like the kid that we used to kick the crap out of because he played golf. I don't want him to win.
Boy.
And I have nothing against Brooks Koepka. I don't want him to win either. I don't want him to win.
So you're going to watch this with a rooting interest for
Tiger,
one player only?
Tiger. No.
Okay.
Not for the drama of the game. If Frankie wins, as I like to call him, I'm fine with that. He's been unbelievable.
First Masters experience, Francesco Molinari's first Masters experience was?
I do. He caddied for his brother Eduardo.
Exactly.
See,
right.
Now, see,
I just wanted to make sure you're as
a decade ago. Here's the interesting thing.
That was his first trip around.
His brother Eduardo Molinari was the U.S. amateur champion or finished second.
Runner-up.
Right. And who did he play with? Who did Francesco carry Eduardo's bag around Augusta with?
I would assume it was Tiger. No,
Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
That's a great story.
There's a great shot of them walking across the bridge going to 12 in Amen Corner with Tiger and Eduardo and his caddy, Francesco, wearing a Molinari,
The bib.
Thing. Anyway,
that's one of those, another unique thing.
Very, very cool.
Yeah, this is going to, I think, really come down to the three best players.
We're trying
of
to
the
figure
tournament
out
who will continue to play their best round again today, because the top 10 have played great all week.
Right.
Okay. But there's going to be, I think, three players of the top 10 come out and have their rounds today and put. You know, I don't know if 64 is out there. That'll be quite interesting to see.
If somebody really just throws one up there.
Well, again, if Ustasian shoots 64, he gets a 16 under par. I like his chances. I 16 under par, and if I'm even with Molinari at 13, I like to sit in the clubhouse at 16 under par and watch him come finish.
Right.
Back to what we were saying, I think that last hour could be really dynamic with the way the weather coming in, and they're trying to beat it. It's just going to create some things that we won't know until we see it happen.
We've all been concentrating on the top half or the first 10 on this leaderboard.
Mm-hmm.
Tied for 40th last, J.B. Holmes, who teed off about 15, 20 minutes ago. Bryson DeChambeau.
Yeah.
Even par. Now, here's another one he's not going to win today, obviously. I don't want him winning. I am not a DeChambeau fan.
Okay,
I'll just say.
You're entitled to that opinion.
Of course I am.
This is a kid the first day could have shot 64 himself.
Yeah.
Shot 66.
Right.
Pinked it off the pin on 18.
Yeah, on 18.
And
defying
how that didn't go in was crazy. Probably it happened to him, the pin guy.
Right.
And he jokingly made the sense, I should have had my caddy tend the pin.
Yeah.
It would have gone in. But listen, it's what it takes to win this event. You have to be there a handful of times.
Yeah.
And this is where,
except for Rory, who again.
He has master-itis.
I guess.
He literally, until he goes in there as not the favorite and people don't continue to say, You're playing great. You're in great form. He has to come in, and he's only 30.
Right.
I like 35 as that number for these guys to win their first
Phil
Masters.
Phil was 33 when he won his first Masters.
33. So I'm still thinking there's a Masters in there for Rory.
Oh, yeah.
It's when his mind will let him get there, and he won't be trying to win it on the first tee shot of the day.
Right.
He makes bogey on one just to start. Come on, Rory. It's just a Masters. But, I'm saying he's driven it poorly. What was his... How did he win the Players? Absolutely driving the ball perfectly.
Right. And you thought,
on 18,
he's got
to... Remember that? Paul Hazen goes, what's he doing hitting, what's he doing hitting driver in the hardest driving hole in the golf course? Because he was driving it that good. And you know, for him to not be in form like that, it's just right between his ears.
Yeah.
And when he gets right in that side of his game, for when he steps into to Augusta, he'll win his Masters.
Yeah.
And I, you know, it might be his mid-30s. Yeah. He is only 30.
Before we take a break and get a hold of Trevor Reese, so much stuff happened on Friday at the Masters.
Yeah.
Not even, it's golf related, but not, we're not talking about holing out from a bunker. There was so much weird crap that went on Friday. And it's the reason when Twitter is good, it's the best. Did you see Zach Johnson?
Yes.
Okay. For those of you listening who don't know what happened, Zach Johnson got to the tee box at 13.
Mm-hmm. Par five.
Masters champion, Zach Johnson. Mm-hmm. Okay. He puts his ball on the ground. Now, I have said this before with him. He takes a practice swing very close to the golf ball. But I don't do that, but I've done what he did. I think at one time or another, except you probably have never done it. I've done it with putts.
Yeah. I've done it before, and I don't remember doing it with a driver, but I know I've done it with just goofing around and tinkering.
And I've done it with putts, and we're talking about taking a practice swing and inadvertently. Well, Zach Johnson did it in front of, I don't know, a billion people around the world watching. With his practice shot, it hit the wooden
tee marker
and bounced about 15 feet to his left. Now, because of a rules change.
Right, no penalty.
No penalty.
Right, it wasn't no intent to hit the ball.
Right. And he turned around and looked at the other guys.
To re-tee it, thankfully.
Now, I have something I'm going to show you in 1 second during the break that will make you laugh about that shot. Then we had Oppie Barnrott, who is in my top five favorite golfers. He's just unbelievable. He's fantastic.
Yeah, complain.
He's kind of like Lumpy Rutherford to me. Mm-hmm. That's an old reference. No, she's all right, Sean. Anyway, we all saw Tiger hit that unbelievable shot on 14 on Friday.
Through the trees
and made birdie. Oppie, as I like to call him, had the same shot on one of the holes and hit this hook draw around the trees and fell down. Have you seen that?
No, I didn't
see
that.
I'll show you that too. And hit it on the green from 220 or whatever it was. There's some crazy, these guys are really good.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys are really good.
They're really good from the middle of the fairway, but they're really good from trouble shots. I think that's the one thing that
we
fail to address a lot is, he's playing well, but the shots that they can recover from. And
make par.
Yeah.
Or even the
Molinari shot on 18, that bunker shot, okay.
Right.
You don't realize how deep in the bunker he was.
Right.
You know, you can't see anything when you're down there except for the white face.
And he's short anyway.
Yes, he is. And the fact that he's that far below and he's got the pin all the way across the green, half of us would be lucky to get the ball out of the bunker on the green and have a 25, 30-footer. He gets this perfect shot that scoots, skips, and dribbles up to 3 feet and taps it in for routinely.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We're getting close. Don't forget, right here at 9 o'clock, our coverage. It's been fantastic, Sean. Great job. Thursday, Friday, yesterday, and today, we will start our Masters coverage this Sunday on ESPN Sports Radio, 1300 and 92.5.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by French Lick Resort. Visit them online at FrenchLick.com.
Hey, peeps, listen up. I have 5 words for you. Carroll and Stone Insurance Services. That's right. They'll review your current coverage, whatever it is. They can provide 5 quotes on all lines of personal insurance. It's always the right time to make sure your coverage is right. Just go to CARROLL and Stone.com.
Morgan & Morgan, dial #529 on your cell phone. Pound law, that's all.
HelpWantedLexington.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at HelpWantedLexington.com. Local jobs that work.
It's time to straighten things up and have your home or office looking good. Let the Cleaning Authority take your cleaning stress away by giving you a first-class cleaning experience. The Cleaning Authority is one of the largest home and office cleaning companies in Lexington because they get great results with high customer satisfaction. Their references will tell you they put you first in all they do. The Cleaning Authority's staff are bonded professionals, so you can rest assured your home or office is in good hands. Call for a free estimate at 859-309-1355. That's 859-309-1355. Or check it all out on the web at thecleaningauthority.com, Lexington. It's time for your home or office to look great again. So have it cleaned by the pros. Call the Cleaning Authority and let them go to work for you. Now is the perfect time to call them for your first-class cleaning experience. Call 859-309-1355. The Cleaning Authority. They make life easier.
Do you need a little cha-ching?
Come on down to Courtesy. We'll buy your car the easy way.
No matter the make, no matter the model, no matter the condition.
Our buyers are here to give you top market value for your vehicle.
And we'll buy your car even if you don't buy one from us.
So bring your vehicle and your title to Courtesy's Car Buying Center on Nicholasville Road next to the Fayette Mall.
And we'll show you the money.
And that's what we like to call...
Sweet.
Imagine your favorite road full of turns. Imagine driving it in the 272-horsepower, turbocharged 2019 Acura RDX. Imagine the available super handling, all-wheel drive, carving every turn with race car-like precision. Imagine no longer. Introducing the 2019 Acura RDX. Everything we ever imagined, and then some.
Visit Courtesy Acura on Nicholasville Road next to the Fayette Mall, and that's what we like to call...
Sweet!
You're listening to one of the greatest radio stations in America. And when I say one of the greatest, I mean it. That is, as long as I'm employed here. ESPN Sports Radio 1300 and 92.5.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by Lexington Parks and Recreation. Book your tee time at one of their five public courses at lexingtonky.gov. Play golf, Lexington.
One of the great things about the internet and Twitter and websites and stuff is people doing blogs. And there are some incredibly talented people in every walk of life that have a blog. And especially sports lends itself to thoughts, random thoughts sometimes, as well as facts. Our buddy Trevor Reisk is one of those guys. You can check him out on Twitter at Trevor, T-R-E-V-O-R, Reisk, R-E-A-S-K-E. And it's always a pleasure. We haven't had him on since last season. Mm-hmm. Hi, Trevor. How you doing, man?
I would say it's more random thoughts than it is facts. That probably describes me pretty well.
Well, just as a little example, we have almost an unprecedented Sunday at Augusta today.
Yeah.
And 10 minutes ago, here's what Trevor put on. This is why I love it. In honor of Tiger's throwback 2005 outfit, his mock turtle, which, by the way, I have one. What were you wearing in 2005 that you want to bring back? He just posed this. He said, I had a big hemp necklace phase.
Hemp? That's funny. That's
I thought it looked really cool. You know, something that your girlfriend would make for you.
And, oh, yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
You know, it looked really cool. I thought... I'm not going to bring it back after much consideration.
Well, hemp's back in style now. hemp's back in fashion. You know?
So you've actually been thinking about this. Okay, that's good.
Yeah. They're making more hemp in Kentucky than you can shake a stick at.
There you go. Then you can shake a stick of hemp at.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you know, in 2005, I was in my sophomore year at Virginia Tech. Mm. And so I thought I was really cool. And now, nice. 14 years later, I realize I was not.
What was that? Was it tie-dyed?
It was not tie-dyed.
Tie-dyed was me, Perry.
I'm
Woodstock.
Yes, you are.
Anyway, all right, let's just talk for a minute about these first 3 days. We were just talking about all the crazy, forget the golf. Tiger almost getting wiped out by a security guard, and Zach Johnson hitting his tee shot off the tee marker 5 feet away from him, and my boy Oppie Barnrott hitting this wild shot and falling down while he did. A lot of crazy stuff going on.
There certainly has been a lot of highlight reel type events this week, and no reason to think that it doesn't continue this morning. I'm excited.
The one thing about Zach's episode on the 13th tee box, you know, that's the only tee box that in number 12 that there's no one to the side. No one to the side.
I mean patrons.
I meant patrons. To the side. And that you can imagine if that would have happened with a throng of people on both sides of them, it would have been quite a unique. He would have been really, he'd have fallen over.
Well, as it is now, everybody's seen it.
Yeah, but it happened literally in the best place it could have happened. Yes, back there.
Absolutely.
Well, and to be honest, I kind of forgot about that rule where if there's no intent to hit the golf, I mean, because how often is that going to happen on the professional level?
No, it's almost never. So, exactly.
I forgot. I'm like, okay, he's hitting two there from the tee box still, right?
Yeah.
No, exactly.
And they just agreed, and you know, he teed it back up and actually made birdie on the hole. So.
Yeah, he did. And he handled it. He put out a tweet afterwards. That was really cool, which I would expect from him. So we're sitting here in not quite about 20 minutes. CBS, which, congratulations to them for actually doing something that makes a ton of sense. Like, it's Sunday. We're going to show this live.
Right.
I mean, yeah, but
Breakfast at the Masters versus Breakfast at Wimbledon. I mean, it does work.
Correct. But
it does. In the past, this is a decision that most networks have not made.
Right. Right.
I mean, granted, this is the biggest golf tournament in the world, but thank God we're not having a tape-delayed Masters final round, because that would have been a disaster.
Well, and you can't, in today's world, you can't do that, right?
Right.
You know, 25 years ago, you could have probably done a tape delay, and we had all waited until, you know.
But well, everybody will be
ESPN
watching it.
ESPN would have been telling everybody who won.
Everybody will be watching it online anyway.
Right, yeah.
I mean, so it's a really smart decision. What's going to happen, Trevor? Tell us what's going to happen today. And make sure you're right, because I'm going to bet according to what you say.
Well, I wouldn't do that because I thought it was a slam dunk for Rory this week. But
you weren't the only one.
Regardless, in my heart, I say Tiger gets out and he, you know, birdies two at least. Makes a couple birdies on the front, posts something low, and is making a real run at it. But and wins the tournament. My brain says that Molinari is just too solid. He's only made one bogey the entire tournament.
I know.
Which is unbelievable to think about. And he doesn't seem to get bothered by anything. I mean, we saw it last year at the Open Championship. Right. Tiger was trying to run him down. And he just kept on doing whatever. You know, he didn't try to do anything outside of what his game lets him do. Yeah. And I think that's going to serve him well today. And I I'd be surprised if he doesn't win this thing.
Yeah, he's a player who believes in this game. He knows what his game is, and the fact that he's, you know, really conquered his putting woes from which was holding him back before, you know, and that he's added that to the mix. I think he's the odds on favorite, even though he's leading by two. If it was tied, I'd still like his chances if they were tied.
Here's the thing about him too. He has, or maybe not to him, but he's already accomplished, just in the last year and a half, he won the Open Championship, which to Europeans is the most important championship.
Absolutely.
And he did what he did in the Ryder Cup. He's already exceeded probably most people's expectations. Right. Well, he has nothing to live up to.
And he stormed back and won the Palmer Invitational. Uh-huh. So, right. You know, Bay Hill, you got to know his ability is right now. He's in that zone, you know. And again, at his age, I think there's a lot to be said. We've had this era here in the last 5 years with Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas of the young guys coming to winning majors, but that's an anomaly. It still is. And most best players find their game 30 plus, and that's when they start tacking those wins on the majors.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to see it again today.
What about?
Yeah, I mean,
go ahead.
Just all that being said, I mean, there are still some guys that hit the ball a long way. They're going to try and chase him down. He's not the longest hitter in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to see guys like a Brooks Koepka or maybe Tiger or Dustin Johnson. They're going to make birdies and eagles early on. And, you know, that's going to be the excitement. But like I said, it doesn't seem to bother this guy.
No. I think when he turns the corner, it's very possible he'll turn the front nine and even or one under par. Nothing more than steady Eddie, and he's good with that. But he'll get that streak like he did on the back nine, and he almost makes one on 12. He literally should have made a hole in one on how the ball didn't go in the hole.
Yeah.
And then goes, you know, makes four in a row, and that's what he can do in that back nine. Again, unless the weather gets real squirrely before, like we were talking about the weather before the storm comes, the swirling winds, we could have some, you know, some disruption there that will cause players to make mistakes, unforced errors.
I'm having trouble. There are guys out on the golf course. For some reason, both ESPN online, the leaderboard, and I'm not getting updates.
Either, but.
So nobody has shot like 23 on the front of the early guys that went out, right?
Not that I know of. My fingers are still crossed that I can win my Masters pool with Rory doing something like that. But
what?
Oh, Trevor, come on. Now, come on.
Oh.
Maybe it's over for me. Well, I might as well have lit $20 on fire.
Yeah, that's all right. We all do that every once
Rory
in a while.
Rory will win when he's least expected to win. That's what I said earlier.
When
he'll win like Mickelson did. He'll come out of nowhere and just, you know, storm the field on Saturday and Sunday.
Anybody that thinks he's not going to win a Masters, is nuts. But how far back do you think? I know you said you think Molinari's just two. How far back do you think is realistically anybody could post something? And then the weather starts to get squirrely, and somebody, you know, hits it in Rays Creek, and blah blah blah. Koepka's only three back.
Oh, Koepka's in the hunt, no question.
I mean,
So I'm just looking at the leaderboard now. I'm guessing like 15, maybe 16 would be the number.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So let's go with 15. So that means Molinari shoots 70. Solid, like we've been saying, solid round. Nothing spectacular, but he gets the job done. So that now you're talking 15, so Tiger's got to shoot, 68, which is not easy. Mm-hmm. Kefka's got to shoot 67.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Kuchar's got to go even lower.
Yeah, that's 65.
Chopley's there. Yeah. You know, so the math is just not going to work out, I don't think, unless Molinari does something.
Right.
Disastrous. Out of character.
Which he hasn't done. By the way, he hasn't made a bogey in 41 holes. That hasn't been done in 25 years at the Masters.
Unbelievable.
And I will just, before we let you go, I will say this. Xander Schauffele is the real deal. This kid is the real deal. So watch out for him. And he may get one before Rory. What do you think of that?
Yeah. A Masters?
Yes.
You know what? Today, he's got nothing to lose.
Absolutely.
He's got a lot of game. There's
he's
no
only
question.
25.
Yeah, he's in the 20s. He's
and his
be
name is Xander.
Yeah.
Let's get real. These are the important things here.
No.
Yeah,
Louis out there. Adam Scott could be tied for the lead if his putter wasn't located
wasn't
someplace
like
else in his hands.
Yeah,
I think he'd done better with a hockey stick. Happy Gilmore would have made more putts than he would have made. Jeez,
hey, Trevor, do you have any lilac golf gear that you wear?
Not that I know of.
All right. I'm just saying.
I went to go look for my mock turtlenecks, and apparently my wife had donated them
that's
to charity
not,
a long
2005.
time ago.
I have
2005.
Heard that. Here's the funny thing. I have heard that exact comment from more people I used to have them. They were in a bag in my garage. I guess we donate them to Goodwill or something.
Yes.
For taxes, you know, for deductions. Well, I'll tell you what. They're going to sell a lot of mock turtles this week.
Mock turtle is back.
I'm telling you. All right. Thanks, man. It's great to talk to you. You and I will talk again on Backspin Golf real soon. And thanks for jumping on.
Yeah, perfect. Enjoy the morning.
You too.
Thanks, Trevor.
See ya.
See ya.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back, wrap it up, and then we're going right to Augusta. Well, we're not going to Augusta National.
We'll be tuning in.
Yeah, we'll be tuning in. And right here, if you're not home watching it, if you're in your car, you can get it all right here. The whole thing, right, Sean? Till the last shot is holed, as we say in the golf business. Because I'm on staff at Strixon now. All right. It's Backspin Golf on ESPN Sports Radio, 1392.5.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by French Lick Resort. Visit them online at FrenchLick.com.
Are your kids looking for a new adventure in birthday parties? An experience that is not only fun and playful, but also teaches about building friendships, self-confidence, and contentment? Mind Over Body Studio has just the birthday party for you. Aerial yoga, unicorns, superheroes, mermaids, you pick the theme. No experience required for any attendee. Celebrate your kid's birthday in the aerial yoga silk. See our website for details, mindoverbodystudio.com.
It's just that no one really gets me, you know?
Okay, so how does that make you feel?
I don't know. Not good. Why don't you tell me?
Oh, listen, buddy. I'm a box of frozen beef, not a therapist.
Maybe you're just hungry.
You're right. You're the only one who gets me, Steak'em.
Juicy, delicious sliced sandwich steak. It's feel-good food. Steak'em Bless. Family-owned and operated.
This is Josh Hicks and Greg Funson from the law firm Hicks & Funson. If you or a family member have suffered an injury or wrongful death, call our office for a free consultation and ask for Josh or Greg.
If you call one of those TV law firms, ask them to meet with the attorney that you saw on TV. But when they tell you that person lives in Florida or is too busy to meet with you, give us a call instead.
We'll meet with you face-to-face anywhere in Kentucky because we're Kentucky lawyers and we care about your case.
Visit us online at honestfearless.com. Hicks and Funson.
Honest. Fearless.
April showers may bring May flowers. But there's only one place that's raining super sweet deals, and that's Cartown Kia in Nicholasville. Do you have a job? Do you have $199? Then you could be approved for a brand new Kia today at Cartown Kia. Do you bring home $350 a week?
Yes!
Then why buy a used car when you can drive home today in a brand new Kia? Sorento's just $199 down and $279 a month. Sportage's $199 down and $259 a month. Forte's just $199 down and only $199 a month. $199 down delivers your choice. Plus, get a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty, and we have dozens of lenders that want to approve your credit today, regardless of your past credit history.
We'll even pay off your trade,
even if you owe thousands more than it's worth. And if you've been waiting to get a new car with your tax refund, bring it in and we'll match it with rebates and discounts up to $3,000. So come see us today at Cartown Kia, across from Sam's Club on Nicholasville Road.
Or visit us online at CartownKiaUSA.com.
We are the fun place to buy a car.
Offers exclusive on select models with approved credit, $199 down plus tax, title, license, and dog fee due at signing. 36-month lease, negative equity, and new car loan.
You took the first step and quit smoking. But even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
At Paris Animal Welfare Society, located in Bourbon County, we fight every day to help give the stray and abandoned animals of Central Kentucky a second chance at a wonderful life. Of course, we don't do this work alone. PAWS relies on a team of volunteers and animal fosters who are passionate about ensuring that each animal finds their perfect forever family. If you live in the Lexington Paris area and love animals like we do, we want you to join us in our life-saving work. Sign up today to become an animal foster or volunteer by visiting our website at www.pawspets.org. That's PAWS pets.org.
You want to talk sports? We're talking sports. Except for right now. But as soon as I'm finished telling you we talk sports, we'll get back to talking sports.
Well, actually, that about sums it up.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300 and 92.5.
He's good.
Yeah, he's good. A tradition unlike any other. The Masters. Sometimes Jim Nance, and I've known Jim Nance for a long time. He's a wonderful guy. It's a little bit over the top sometimes. I'm just saying. With the holiness of this.
The reverence that they...
The reverence. That's yeah. The word I was looking for.
Yeah, and that's just what the
it's
Masters is.
It's just what it is.
It's a walk back in time.
Yes, it is.
Every year.
All right. We've talked about the leaderboard. By the way, Jordan Spieth out on the course has birdied 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
He's 2 under on his round, 6 under for the tournament. If he birdies every hole, he could win.
Well, this would be quite
how
the reclamation
story. How do I have my own
story.
Golf show?
What if he goes out and shoots 62, 10 under par? He'd be 15 under par.
Correct.
Wouldn't that be the reclamation for his...
14 under.
Oh, he started 10, 4 under. Okay.
Right.
So 14 under par.
He's 6 under now. He's 2 under today.
So that would be...
14.
You know, a redemption for the one he gave away.
Well, but you said maybe he comes shoot out 62. Why can't he shoot 59?
He could. There's no question about it. So that would
come
make...
Come on, Jordan. That would erase the dumping the balls and... 12,
yeah, again,
12,
it'd be the story that no one was ever talking about.
Any other sport ever again.
Except for us today. And then when he does it, we're going to go.
It'd be pretty cool. Perry and I actually talked about that.
They go, you guys are crazy. What are you talking about that stuff
I'm a little disappointed in Ricky again. I mean, he's 7 under. He's had a good Masters.
Yeah.
I just want him to win one.
I think Ricky's in the same category.
As Phil.
As Phil. He's... Everybody loves him. He's the next Phil.
Yeah.
He's the thumbs up guy. He's, you know, and he's going to get his.
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen for another couple of years.
Okay.
I think that
right.
I don't.
Okay.
He's got so much game. It's almost silly. And he's got plenty of fan base.
Meanwhile, I'll say it again. One of the great stories of this Masters, Corey Connors,
who phenomenal.
Monday qualified 2 weeks ago for the Valero Texas Open. Wins the Valero Texas Open.
That's the Monday qualifier. Yeah.
Gets into the Masters, and going into today, tied for 22nd, 4 under.
Right. He's got to go a little.
He's
deeper.
Made more money.
Top 14 get the to play next year.
Yes, right. I think it's top 14.
So he's got a little ways to go, but what a phenomenal story!
It's just great.
It's why you
life changing.
Yeah. Yeah, why you just keep persevering, and he's a perfect example of that.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Right.
To mix sports metaphors.
Right.
Here.
Right.
All right. So in the couple minutes we got left before we go down to Augusta National.
Mm-hmm. To the first tee.
I'm saying Tiger wins it.
Yeah. And it's
I'm
good
saying
for you to
Tiger
stick
wins
by your
it.
Guns. I
think Francesco makes a bogey on number one.
I do too.
And I think Tiger makes a birdie.
I think Francisco's streak ends on one.
Right.
I think he shoots around even par
right.
on the front nine, 1 under at the most. Everybody gets scrunchy.
And I think Tiger shoots 68 to win.
And who? So 15 under par.
Yep. I think 15.
If he shoots 68, I got to like his chances at 68 just because Molinari probably going to shoot his 70. And
although it wouldn't surprise me if Molinari shot 68 also.
Avoid the disaster. And you win the Masters.
Wow.
Today.
Sean, put that up on Twitter. Perry said it. Thanks for getting up early and hanging out with me.
It's going to be a fun Sunday morning.
Yeah, it is. All right, peeps. Don't. I don't know if I've ever said this in 10 years. Don't touch that dial. Well, because we don't have. It's not a dial
don't
anymore.
Push that
don't push that button. Keep it right here. The Masters is coming up. On ESPN Sports Radio 1300 and 92.5.
Are your kids looking for a new adventure in birthday parties?
an experience that is not only fun and playful, but also teaches about building friendships, self-confidence, and contentment, Mind Over Body Studio has just the birthday party for you. Aerial yoga, unicorns, superheroes, mermaids, you pick the theme. No experience required for any attendee. Celebrate.